Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift with Mike, Bo, Ally Mac, and Dylan behind the glass. Now, the NBA Finals Game 6 was last night. You know, it's too bad Mark Zeno isn't here today to be upset about this one this morning, because he has been the last couple of Fridays. But the series is tied up. Pacers forced a Game 7 by taking down the Thunder last night. Obi Toppin scored 20 points. Andrew Nembhard had 17. And Pascal Siakam added 16. Final score, Pacers 108, Thunder 91.
Allie, you hear that? Do you hear that? That's two things. It's Dylan eating crow.
Uh-huh.
And it's Mark Zeno with just throwing a little hissy fit with with his sleeveless shirt, because we're going to seven. We're going to seven. I love it. Absolutely love it. We have something. We have a game seven. There's nothing better in sports than a game seven normally, unless you get a dud. But the build up is everything. Dylan, I want to give you credit, because you said something and you were. I thought you were right, but I didn't know that you thought you would be right. You said that with Halliburton the way he is, you need, because you thought it would end in six, that you needed someone like to step up like a Mathurin or whatever, right? Well, let me tell you something. You got Obi Toppin dropping 20 last night. Nembhard dropped 17. They play Toppin had 6 rebounds and a couple of steals, but The little engine that could is T.J. McConnell in this series. Yeah. Let me tell you what he did. 12, 9 rebounds, 6 assists, and 4 steals. This dude is a freaking spark plug off the bench.
And Dylan, I couldn't believe how sloppy, I guess, OKC looked last night, like dribbling into defenders and, you know, trying to pull spin moves and just the ball just flailing all over the place. I guess my question is, how concerned should OKC fans be that they can get back to playing normally? Because they looked out of character last night.
I think there should be a little bit of concern, because you let it get to a game seven and anything could happen in a game seven. And we know with obviously Tyrese Halliburton, even though he is limited, he did a good job of hitting shots last night and contributing as much as he could. And we know how clutch he can be and has been throughout this postseason. So if this game remains close, if this game seven remains close, anything could happen. If it comes down to a final shot and the Pacers have the ball, you know, that's not a situation the Oklahoma City Thunder necessarily want to be in. However, I don't think OKC fans should be overly concerned, because, look, I never want to question any athlete's effort, but it did feel like OKC came out and they had things going their way at first, because they came out and got off to a little bit of a lead, and it looked like, you know, this was going to be a close game down the stretch. However, once the Pacers went on their run, OKC was like, yeah, all right. It felt like they played. We know we got a game seven in our back pocket, and so it felt like they played comfortable while Indiana played like they knew they had to put everything on the line. And Bo, real quick, just to your point about T.J. McConnell, T.J. McConnell is, I mean, he is the heart and soul right now, it feels like, of this Pacers team. Whenever he's get in there and gets offensive rebounds like he did last night, whenever he hits that little fadeaway midi that was going for him last night, I mean, anytime he does anything, his hustle, his heart, I mean, these Pacer fans go absolutely crazy for TJ McConnell. Look, they go nuts for, you know, everybody else, and that's a very good fan base, but they are really getting behind TJ McConnell. Like you said, you can tell that he is their heart, soul, their engine right now. He's a huge spark off the bench.
Yeah, I'll make this quick because I know we got other stuff to hit, but Halliburton fought through and played last night, and I was watching their post game, and it was with SVP, and Toppin and Halliburton both went on, and they both said, "We were not going to let them celebrate on our court." And I think you can say that OKC took it lightly. I can say that, you know, it's easy to say that afterwards. But I think but we would forget the Pacers started out, I think, missed like their first 8 shots or something.
Yeah.
And they basically just said, "No, man, we're not going to let this happen." And that's the resiliency that this team showed. They got off to a bad start to start their season this year. I mean, they lost a plethora of games early. So I really give the will of Indiana a lot of credit here. However, the last thing I got is one of the toughest places to play in the NBA is in Oklahoma City. That place is not easy, and that's going to be a madhouse come game 7.
Yeah, who was it? Was it Ben Shepherd that drained the 3 at the end of the third quarter, and that place went absolutely just the roof almost flew off? I can't remember who was it.
It was either Shepherd or Nemhard, I think. It was one of those.
Well, Game 7 is Sunday at 8 o'clock. Now, the Buss family is selling the Lakers to Mark Walter for $10 billion, highest ever for a U.S. professional sports franchise, but Jeannie Buss will remain the Lakers governor and continue to run the team for at least a few years.
Just insanity when you look at these numbers starting to roll through. It looks like the Buss family will retain about 15%, which is not nothing, and I think when you look at the situation that happened in Dallas and Mark Cuban got rid of the team, that he kind of got phased out. But this is one of the best, most fruitful ownership regimes that you've seen over the last, how long have they owned them? What, 50 years? Something
since
along
1979.
Yeah, there you go. So 46 years.
40-something years.
Yeah, 46 years. That's just crazy to think about. And obviously, they were celebrity. But they ushered in an era of this kind of celebrity-feeling ownership and the Lakers being one of the, you know, most popular teams, obviously, in the world. But you look at $10 billion, that is that's crazy to think about. And sports continues to rule the world in some of these aspects.
Is $10 billion crazier than 1979 being almost 50 years ago? Because the 80s was like 20 years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, it feels like it, right?
Just saying.
Definitely does for us.
Wow. I know how many years 83 was. Ali, in 1979, Jerry Buss basically, and if you guys, I mean, this isn't like anything that I'm breaking news, it's public knowledge. He basically mortgaged everything to buy the Lakers, the Kings, and the Forum. And they were floating. I mean, he had to get investors at time, like the bank had to get help. And he did. He turned the Lakers into this whole thing. It was showtime. He had the club, the suite, the little club inside the Forum, everything. Like, Jerry Buss was a visionary. He was a different cat, but one thing he was a visionary. And he helped grow not just the Lakers into this $10 billion, but the Lakers, to me, it's the Lakers and the Celtics. They're the premier franchises in the NBA. And those two teams took the NBA from tape-delayed finals to the fact that ESPN sat there in the first 30 minutes of SportsCenter with Scott Van Pelt last night was just interviews from Game 6 of the Finals. After that, I mean, it's crazy. So, $10 billion is a crazy thing. The Yankees would probably go for the same thing right now, and they've been the premier franchise in Major League Baseball. So it is wild.
Well, and another massive number we got to talk about this morning: the Houston Rockets coach Ime Udoka got a contract extension that's going to make him one of the highest paid coaches in the NBA. The deal is believed to be worth eight figures annually.
Ooh, come on. Get that man his money.
Hey.
And look, he's much deserved. I know that whole thing in Boston ended a little bit weird, but he is definitely one of the best coaches in the NBA right now, and how quickly, because we knew this Houston Rockets team was going to turn around, especially once they got Udoka. You felt like, okay, this is their time where they feel like they can really start to become competitors. He turned this team around a lot quicker than I anticipated, and taking these young guys like Jalen Green, like a Jabari Smith Jr., Georgia boy, Sandy Creek alum, by the way, shout out to Jabari Smith Jr., but how he took these young guys and a good mix of vets, when you talk about Dylan Brooks and Fred VanVleet, how quickly he turned them around, it's just a testament to how good of a coach he is. So I think he's definitely worth every penny.
First off, one thing, a little bit weird, I mean – a lot weird.
Yeah, it was,
and it
a
was
lot
his
weird.
Own doing. So I think we need. He gets a little bit of a pass sometimes, but that bothers me because he's a good coach. And he just gets a pass, and people just want to pass over and then hark on other guys who have done things. But that's a personal thing with one person that just harks on certain things for me. The reality I will tell you is he came in at the right place at the right time of this team, but none of that overshadows the fact that Dylan, you're spot on. He's probably top four coaches in the NBA right now, and he doesn't even have a title.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, he just his approach to how he talks to his players, and obviously his coaching philosophy and basketball knowledge is good, but I really look at how he comes at his players, and you know, he really seems like he's one of those coaches that he's a no-nonsense type of guy, but he also knows how to handle his players. Like he can adjust to different guys, like, you know. But we've talked about this before, you know, as you being management, you know that you can't talk to everybody the same type of way. And it feels like Ime Udoka is one of those guys that really, truly understands that you have to handle certain guys different ways. So I just think he's a really good coach all around.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, before we get into the Mac drop, I found something in my notes that's a little bit disturbing. Somebody apparently is like Jimi Hendrix. We got to get to the bottom of this. So you guys know I'm always making notes over here, whether I'm writing.
It's terrifying. It's terrifying to work with you. I'm like, God, she's writing something.
I know. I keep receipts. It's whether it's things for the replay or the rookie report. And we haven't done the rookie report in a few weeks because you've been out, Mike, and
yes,
we've had Zeno in. So I was going into my rookie report file, and I found this note that said, Bo compares his baby to Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah.
What, Bo, do you have any recollection of what that might have been about? How is Porkchop similar to Jimi Hendrix?
Yeah, she's been playing the guitar upside down, or what?
I don't know. Allie, I don't remember half the things I say on the show, apparently. You know why?
You remember
because
the box
no one's
score
ever taken notes of them.
You remember the box score from the 2004 Braves game, but you can't remember what you said 2 weeks ago about Jimi Hendrix and your daughter.
I can't. I mean, I honestly don't know. I can't.
Yeah.
I guess I remember others and not myself.
I can't
myself.
Wait for this. I can't wait for this.
Well, it's so out of context. I'm going to have to go back and find that because I have no idea what that's in reference to. It's
sure.
Like when you wake up in the middle of the night and write a note to yourself.
Yeah.
Like, wait, what is that?
I need to remember that.
Jeez. I don't know.
First, I do want to say the two of you, Mike and Dylan, are very gracious this morning. We could have gone on air, and you guys could have called me out about having a black eye this morning, but you didn't.
Is that why she won't put the Zoom on herself?
To you, Allie?
Look, your Fight Club business is your Fight Club business, man. The first rule of Fight Club is don't talk about Fight Club.
And look, when she first came in, I was like, good morning. And I didn't even really notice it until I actually looked. And she said, don't worry about the black guy. You should see the other guy. And once she hit me, with that line, I was like, you know what? I ain't even going to talk about it. Allie had to thug it out somewhere. So, you know, I'm going to let her have it.
Got dotted up.
Did you get
up
in a fight over one of those Usher bobbleheads?
No. I had a little procedure done. And I was wearing a patch all day yesterday. And my poor husband had to deal with me going, am I still pretty? Do you think I'm pretty?
I was going to say, at least he didn't have to deal with you going, army buckle.
Yeah. All right. So getting to the observations in the rookie report, it appears on this show we might have a sore winner. We were not 3 minutes into the show on Monday where someone was rubbing it in someone else's face that they get to go to the driver's meeting.
Yeah, it's not shocked by that. You know what? And I think I've kept it cool, calm, and collected throughout as I keep getting needled about the echo chamber driver's meeting. That's all right, though.
You know why? Hold on. Look, can we put, like, you know why? Because as soon as that happened, Mike looked at me and immediately made an accusation that really hurt me.
What I said? I said, you know about this.
And I didn't. And it hurt me that he thought that I would that I would do that behind his back. And so I know that Mike is feeling a little bit left out. But honestly, he hurt my feelings. Just going to say. Like, aww. I mean, that accusation about me, to think that I would do that to you. We've been through a lot in 3 years, and to do that to me, it hurt, Mike.
Yeah.
Way to turn it around.
Yeah. That's right. That was next level, wasn't but it?
Look, wow, that's manipulation right there.
He flipped
right
that with a spatula right
I
there.
I mean, isn't it funny, though, that immediately after I was called the sensitive one, and who is being sensitive now? He's like, man, these accusations really hurt me, man. We've been through a lot together.
All right. Now, somebody else on this show might be a bit superstitious to the point that you held on to something I said, Mike, throughout an entire weekend to call me out on it.
Yes.
When I said I wanted us to sweep the Rockies.
Yes.
And you were very upset about that.
Yes.
I think superstitions, though, around jinxes, I might be wrong, but doesn't that only occur if you're at the actual event? That's when you can't say the thing?
No.
Yeah, that's a no-go. Yeah.
No, that's a – yeah. Like sorry about
okay,
that.
Okay, but I did look it up and regard – like, because I was, like, coming from a place of I'm manifesting this, and I did see regarding manifesting, neuroscience research does suggest that focusing on intentions can strengthen neural pathways and motivate actions toward desired outcomes.
That's a personal thing. And you can manifest your own personal destiny with talking about that. That's not to be talked about with the Atlanta Braves. I mean, we all remember Steak Shapiro tweeting –
He was there.
Was not his personal thing. It was somebody else going after it, and we all were like, dude, what are you talking about? Do not do that ever again. So, yeah, I mean, in the sporting world, yeah, it's all about your personal stuff.
I've got an example. In the 1998 NFC Championship game, every time I would eat regular chocolate M&Ms, the chocolate M&Ms, not the peanut, the Falcons would start doing something good. So I made myself sick eating chocolate M&Ms.
Oh,
to this day, I can't eat chocolate M&Ms unless it's in an ice cream or something.
Yeah, that's strange.
But guess what? Falcons won, so wins the Super Bowl.
It was
worth it.
One last observation real quick. Dylan, I get to call you out for being cheap on something because I do the exact same thing with your chapstick. You use it to the bare minimum. I saw you digging your finger in that tube of chapstick.
Oh, no. He's got was it the pinky? Wasn't the pinky?
Oh, it's
got
to be the pinky. That's the only pair I can fit in the little cap. That's the only pair I can fit in there.
That's the only finger I can fit in there.
Allie is spot on because I still have plenty of chapstick left on the thing, but I was like, I'm not going to let this, you know, chapstick in the cap go to waste. I'm going to just scoop this out real quick.
If he's really cheap, though, what brand is the chapstick? You know, are we talking about
Burt's Bees?
Okay.
So that's not cheap. Those are like $3 a tube.
Yeah,
I do the same thing.
I
got to
get my money's worth of the Burt's Bees.
Mike, last week we found out that Dylan goes to Trader Joe's, and I don't know if I think this might be when Zeno was here. He drops $200 a week in groceries. Him and Simone.
I mean, technically it's $100 for me and $100 for Simone, but you know, I pay the entire bill, and then Simone, you know, sends me her half.
A lot of money for two people to eat groceries.
We don't go out to eat. Like during the week, we don't go out to eat at all. Mm-hmm. So we completely rely on our groceries.
You could use Bo's factor meals and then end up getting your bumper fixed.
That's true.
Hey, Bo, you got me on the hookup for the factor?
we'll get you taken care of.
All right,
I'm certainly learning a lot about you with these rookie reports, and I know I'm going to learn a lot more next weekend at Echo Park Speedway.
Oh, strap in for that one.
Well, coming up, which Falcons do Mike and Bo consider to be the most important? We are going to count down the top five next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.